This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. U.S. news outlets are reporting that at least 22 people have been killed in multiple shootings Wednesday night in the northeastern U.S. city of Lewiston, Maine. Another 50 to 60 people have been injured in the rampage, which took place at a restaurant and a bowling alley. Police in Lewiston have named 40-year-old Robert Card as a person of interest in the shootings. The UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees has warned that it is on the verge of running out of fuel in the Gaza Strip, forcing it to sharply cut back relief operations in the enclave. The territory has been blockaded and hit by devastating Israeli airstrikes since Hamas militants launched an attack on Israel more than 2 weeks ago. Hospitals in Gaza are struggling to treat masses of wounded with dwindling resources. Health officials in the Hamas-ruled territory say the airstrikes killed more than 750 people between Tuesday and Wednesday. Deaths are adding up by the thousands, and tragic images from both sides of the Gaza conflict are circulating on Palestinian and Israeli social media, fueling mutual hate that is becoming more ingrained as the conflict deepens. VOA's Marcus Harton reports.
The violence has been nonstop as Israeli warplanes bomb Gaza while Hamas continues to fire rockets into Israel. West Bank protests broke out after last Friday's prayers, and confrontations between Israeli forces and Palestinians left several dead. For the first time in almost 20 years, Israeli jets attacked a West Bank town. On the border with Lebanon, violence is also escalating, raising concerns on both sides that a new war between Israel and Hezbollah might be about to begin. Marcus Harton, VOA News.
You can find more on this story on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Republican Party member Mike Johnson was elected Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives Wednesday, ending lawmakers' 22-day struggle to fill one of the top-ranking leadership positions in the U.S. government. VOA's congressional correspondent Catherine Gibson says the House is once again open.
One of the first things he did as Speaker was bring up a resolution condemning Hamas's attack on Israel and expressing the U.S. Congress's need to get behind Israel and support them. We know that he has proposed another short-term government funding deal that would push the issue out into early next year.
That was VOA congressional correspondent Catherine Gibson. The 51-year-old Johnson, a three-term congressman and lower-level member of the Republican leadership, won on a vote of 220 to 209. He succeeds Kevin McCarthy, who was ousted from the post by his party earlier this month in a historic vote. Speaker Johnson is now second in the presidential line of succession. Striking U.S. auto workers have reached a deal with one of the nation's major automakers. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The United Auto Workers says it's reached a tentative contract agreement with Ford. Its chief negotiator says workers will get a 25% general wage increase plus cost of living raises that will put the pay increase over 30% to more than $40 per hour for top scale assembly plant workers by the end of the contract. The deal could prove a breakthrough to end the nearly six-week-old strikes against Detroit's Big Three automakers, setting a pattern for agreements with General Motors and Jeep maker Stellantis. The four-year deal still has to be approved by 57,000 union members at Ford. I'm Ben Thomas.
Repeating our top story, U.S. news outlets are reporting that at least 22 people have been killed in multiple shootings Wednesday night in the northeastern U.S. city of Lewiston, Maine. Another 50 to 60 people have been injured in the rampage, which took place at a restaurant and a bowling alley. Police in Lewiston have named 40-year-old Robert Card as a person of interest in the shootings. Card has been identified as a certified firearms instructor and a member of the U.S. Army Reserves. A state police bulletin says Card was committed to a mental health facility for 2 weeks earlier this year. Residents have been warned that Card should be considered armed and dangerous and have been urged to stay inside their homes and lock their doors. Join VOA's Flashpoint Global Crises as we delve into the heart of the world's most pressing conflicts and crises, from the Israeli-Hamas war to the Russian-Ukraine war, as well as regional hotspots spanning from Asia to Africa and beyond. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.